This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Flagship Media Group station in Tampa, Florida. We are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the construction workers, thanks for all you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's there to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out more about what being a USCCA member can do for you. Joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good Monday morning.
Same to you. Thank you.
Now, John Bolton, who I believe is over in Israel right now, correct?
Correct.
And
well, at least he was a day or so ago, but, you know, they do move fast.
Yeah, okay. Well, he made a statement that U.S. forces will remain in northeast Syria until Turkey agrees not to go after the Kurds. He said that yesterday, and he said that's exactly what the president has said.
Correct. And that all of Islamic State, all of ISIS has to be defeated before we're leaving. So the panic over Trump saying we're out of there has been rethought.
Right.
And so then I would say, maybe things kind of the cart was before the horse when it came to Mattis resigning.
Right.
He resigned in protest.
Right. And maybe this was something to do a little bait and switch because, you know, sometimes you tell the enemy what you think they might want to hear to try to lure them out into the open a little bit.
Flush them out. But,
yeah.
You know, we have been putting huge pressure on Turkey for quite some time.
Yeah.
Regarding the Kurds. And it has not been effective. I mean, Turkey has stood taking a hard line on the Kurds. But here's the other interesting thing. Trump apparently told Erdogan in these phone calls, all right, you want us out of there, and you've got an issue with the Kurds, you handle it then. How's that going to go? You just handle it. But then apparently, Erdogan thought about it a couple of days. And then they come back and ask for the help from the United States. Now, what kind of help? I can't answer that.
Right.
But there's some kind of other assistance that Turkey is looking for.
Does this still have something to do with those F-35s?
I have no idea. There's no way for us to necessarily know that.
Well, I kind of...
Interesting things always get left out of detail. So we don't really know that one.
I kind of think this is something that we used to call a cause and effect mission. You ever heard that?
Sure.
And I believe that's what we've got ourselves into here.
Well,
in Syria.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I mean, it's just kind of what it looks like to me.
All right, but where are you going with that?
Well, where I'm going with that is that they've got timetables for the withdrawal. It occurs as a result of the fulfillment of the conditions and the establishment of circumstances that we want to see. We haven't seen it yet. Once they're done, then they'll talk to them about a timetable. I mean, everything is kind of reverted back again.
Okay.
That's where I'm going with that.
All right, well.
So we'll see. In other words, cause and effect. We'll see. But anyway, who knows? By the way, just kind of briefly here, the president has said that he is now changing his mind on a concrete wall and is instead offering a steel wall as a compromise. And he's contacted two major U.S. steelmakers in the United States to come up with some sort of design made out of their steel for a wall done that way.
Which is precisely what his chief of staff, John Kelly, said a couple of weeks ago.
Correct.
So, building a concrete wall would necessarily work in one or two areas, wherever those areas are. I mean, not all the topography is the same.
No.
And in other places, you would have to go to a steel wall because it has variables that it could work better with the topography.
Well, yeah. And by the way, there is one large area there. I believe it's Eastern California and Western Arizona, where it's marshland and swampy, and to build much of anything in there would be difficult, to say the least.
Okay. I haven't looked at the topography. I haven't looked at the map.
Yeah, there's that one area in there. It's called National Wetlands that's in there, and technically they can't do anything with that without all kinds of special do's and don'ts. Now, because the wall would be made of steel instead of concrete.
Not instead of. In addition to, let's put it that way.
Okay, well, because we'd be using steel instead of concrete in some areas, this would reduce the price of the wall altogether, would it not?
I have no idea. Those are details that we are just not going to get, if you understand what I'm saying. We don't know what is on the table, what has been proposed, where it goes. I mean, you know, there are so many people that consider that we are building a wall virtually on every single square inch, border to border. That's just not true.
No. All right, and hold that thought. And folks, by the way, remember, to begin with, it was $5.6 billion, and we're hearing different revamps here as little as $2.6 billion now. So we'll see. We'll see. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing when you have to defend yourself is the first person the police will look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Now, not only do the USCCA members have the peace of mind knowing they're protected against crushing legal fees, you also get access to exclusive world-class training. Now, I want you to trot on over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on that USCCA logo that's right there. The first thing you'll see is a drop-down window for the free gun a day giveaway. So sign up for that, register, see if you can win one of those guns. And if you do, congratulations to you. We'll be reading your name over the air. But in the meantime, if you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff to be a member, with all types of life-saving training and education and different opportunities that the USCCA has to offer. All righty, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to wrap up the border wall thing here with what the incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee had to say on television, Adam Smith, Democrat out of Washington State. He said, and I quote, "The president has the authority to declare an emergency along the border and have the U.S. military build a border wall," end of quote. Now, we've talked about this before, but
no,
but what he's, but if he does do that, they're going to challenge him every
Absolutely.
Which. Yep. Now, if it's legal, they're going to challenge him, and then their challenges are going to be tossed out because it'll all be a court case, right?
Well, the challenge wouldn't be tossed out. It would run through the courts, which could take yet another year.
Okay.
So it would go from one court to the next, to the appeals, to the this and the that, and end up at the Supreme Court.
So they could tie it up for a year or more.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, before we get to something here, which, again, is the big word, apparently General Votel has said that he believes that there is a strong possibility that we could have peace in Afghanistan. Now, I could say when pigs fly.
Well, I'm kind of with you on that one. I'd like to know the context by which, you know, he's referring.
Well, he was asked a question by a reporter, and he gave an answer that they were hopeful that they could achieve peace in the with the Taliban.
Yeah, but you know, the word is hopeful and may and, you know, could or, you know.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, yeah.
Yeah, precisely. But, you know, split the country. Maybe that's kind of where they are. Say, okay, Taliban.
Right.
Al-Qaeda, Haqqani, you know, all the rest of them. You guys go over here and mm-hmm. we'll just do something like the North Afghanistan and South Afghanistan.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that's going on is members of the Joint Chiefs are kind of singling a single message about the future of the United States and who we might possibly need to really worry about, and that's China, China, China.
Correct. Several things in play here, least of which is trade. But in the last day or so, the USS McCampbell, which is a destroyer,
yep.
carried out what is known as the Freedom of Navigation operation within 12 miles of the Paracel Island chain, you know, the ones that's in dispute.
Right.
At least part of the ones that are in dispute. And it's kind of course, is complained about it and filed, you know, whatever they file with who, I don't know. But they're saying that the United States has violated China's and international law. And, you know, these islands, too, by the way, have complete competing claims because we've got Vietnam, the Philippines, Brunei, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Taiwan.
Right.
Who have all said, wait. So we are, and this is all going on in the middle of the trade talks. But here's another fascinating thing. We actually, our State Department actually put out a travel advisory to people that are traveling in China.
Uh-huh.
Be very careful because you may end up in some kind of detention. The other fascinating thing is that we apparently, and this is important, we've got apparently a pile of Chinese funders, Chinese investors in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
They have apparently wanted to fund a lot of these startups in Silicon Valley, looking at around $84 billion that was just done in the last two or three quarters of last year.
Uh-huh.
Well, all of a sudden, a whole pile of them have left. So those investments have come to a virtual standstill in Silicon Valley. And one of the interesting things, let's go back to CFIUS. Remember CFIUS, the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States?
I do.
Which all came under Uranium One.
Yep.
That's how we learned about it. Well,
yep.
Apparently Trump and the administration has taken a harder line on Chinese investment in the United States. So we've got a bunch of Chinese that have left Silicon Valley, and they're taking their money with them. This necessarily also has to do with Huawei and ZTE, Treasury, the trades, Department of Defense, Department of State, Homeland Security, all kinds of other things. So do you see we've got a lot of things in play here? Not only are we having to subsidize the farmers now because, you know, China held up a lot of the trade deals with our farmers, especially on soy and something else or some other commodities. But then we had the Huawei and the ZTE component because they're stealing technologies. And apparently, I think coming into investment into Silicon Valley. So I personally had no idea there was that much Chinese money in Silicon Valley. So I think that's something that we are going to have to pay some critical attention to.
Now, I'm sitting here and I'm watching this little ticker that just popped up this story in front of me. Strange as it is, but I'm going to read it. Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, and Sarsour plan to lead the congressional trip to Judea and Samaria. Now, is that not in Israel?
It is.
Why on earth, with the feelings that they've already expressed publicly about Israel, why would they want to go there?
Oh, well, because they want to stand on the side of the Palestinians. You know,
that's what that's about.
Sure it is. I mean, let's not forget that our little Miss Rashida Tlaib is, in fact, a Palestinian. She wore Palestinian garb the day that she was sworn into Congress. So that doesn't mean that she would actually get some kind of a approved travel visa to even go to that region. You know, Israel
right.
may go, you're not coming.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know.
Especially Sarsour. Yeah.
Well, I mean, both of them.
Yeah. Now, I talked to you about something that I saw here, and I got a little bit more information so I can talk about it a little bit more intelligently. Israel is said to seek $250 billion in compensation for Jews that were forced out of Muslim countries. Now, what this is all about is the Jewish property that was seized by Muslims in Tunisia and Libya alone is estimated to be valued at $50 billion. So $250 billion total is a low figure compared to when you add the different countries up here. So that's apparently what they're going after. Now, I wonder if that had anything to do with Gaddafi and all that.
Well, I mean, he was obviously Libya, and that didn't have anything really to do with Tunisia. But
no.
I think it just rings a bell from what Israel is attempting to do. Would they ever get that money back? No. But it just lays the groundwork for, you know, whatever case may end up in, the court of the international court, if it even gets that far. We don't know. But they can put that claim out there and then come to some other kind of accommodation with some of these Muslim countries. So, let's not forget, John Kerry did admit, which all began necessarily in the Arab Spring, he did admit in all of these years at the end of his term as Secretary of State that there was a genocide on Jews and on Christians.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you tonight. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check her out. See the different articles she writes about. And I shall return with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown in its third week, President Trump says he'd be justified if he used his executive authority to declare a national emergency and build a wall.
We have a crisis at the border of drugs, of human beings being trafficked all over the world. They're coming through. And we have an absolute crisis and of criminals and gang members coming through. It is national security. It's a national emergency.
The president returning to the White House after tweeting that the talks to reopen the government were productive, but there's still no agreement. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy, where your GI Bill is good with them. And they also have financing, too, for civilians that want to become certified aviation maintenance techs. And for more about the National Aviation Academy, here's this message.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because some of you may be in a dead-end job. Some of you may be just getting out of the military, not knowing what to do with the skills you got. And some of you may just be plain disgruntled with what you're doing and you want to do something new. Well, I got a great opportunity for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, their website is naa.edu. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. And what you should do is schedule a tour with them. Because with the National Aviation Academy's two locations to serve you, you get your choice of going to the one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, or the other campus down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. In 14 months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, keep in mind that the graduates at National Aviation Academy, 95% of them wind up going to work right out of school. And a majority of them already have a job offer in their hand contingent to them getting their diploma when it comes time to graduate to begin with. I can't tell you about too many places that have that opportunity dropped in their lap, number one. So, check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because if you do, you'll wind up getting the white gloves treatment. And I'm telling you, they're good, good people. Good people. Highly recommend them right here in the program. Now, again, two Americans were captured fighting with ISIS on the battlefield in Syria. This is probably not the last we'll hear about Americans fighting with ISIS, by the way. But these guys were nailed. And as Denise and I were just talking here in the prior segment, we're not hearing about the enemy combatants being sent to Gitmo anymore, which leads me to believe, now they're not being sent where they were being drilled before, like in the Slovakian areas of Czechoslovakia and Bosnia and Serbia and all that sort of stuff. Which leads me to think that maybe they're going to, I don't know, Egypt or one of the Arabic countries where they question them. Maybe. Don't know for sure. I'm going to try to find out, though. By the way, another attack in the southern province of Kandahar, the Maiwan district. Apparently some government soldiers were wounded in a IED that went off there. No Americans involved, thank goodness. And the other thing that's going on here is that in Georgia, Fort Stewart, Georgia, a very unfortunate circumstance where a Fort Stewart soldier was shot and killed while home on leave for the holidays. Now, authorities are searching for the suspects in the New Year's Eve shooting of a Fort Stewart, Georgia-based soldier who was home on leave in Michigan over the holidays. And, again, when something like that happens, it just wakes everybody up to the realities of how dangerous it is in some of these local areas around the country. And I did say Michigan. Don't know where. Haven't done any more than just look at the headline on that one. But, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family when something like that happens. Now, new in 2019, the Army is kind of switching their priority from tanks to the Strykers, with a major brigade combat team conversion coming this year. Now, just as the Army shifted from a division-level focus to modular brigade combat teams early in the Iraq War for post-9/11 combat, the service has begun changes to its existing Strykers right now to pivot back to the near-peer fight, and they're arming them with anti-tank missiles and even missiles that will take down aircraft that are flying overhead, or even a drone if they have to. Also new in 2019, the Army and the Marines are going to be test firing the next generation weapon prototypes during the summer. Now, the long-awaited replacement of the standard M16 and M4 service weapon and the squad-level light machine gun are expected to be on the firing line in the summer of 2019 as the Marines and the Army try it out, see which is best for them. Also new in 2019, the Army and the Marines will put 4 robotic gear mules to the test in rugged, austere conditions as they find new ways to incorporate robots and autonomous or semi-autonomous vehicles into warfighting. That's, of course, captured the attention of researchers, programmers, and top commanders in recent years. But nothing as basic or practical as the gear mule concept has come so close to reality, which they are using that right now. And finally, the Army's basic infantry training is about to get longer, and it could be a sign of broader changes to come, because Army basic training gets a major facelift in 2019, extending the length of time that you'll be doing a thing. All right, let's see. Let's very quickly go to the phone lines. Is this Dan the Man?
That's Dan Man.
All right, you got about a minute, unfortunately, but go ahead.
What Denise talked about with China and CFIUS, it deals with ZTE, Huawei.
Right.
There's no interlocking boards. We can't put people on the boards in China. They control their own destiny, but they can be on our boards here. It's all about 5G. It's going to be about artificial intelligence. It's going to be about virtual reality. Who's going to control 5G? The Chinese are ahead of us big time in quantum communication. We're not going to catch up on that anytime. We shot ourselves in the foot a long time ago, about 40 years ago, with this belief they're going to be a Democrat country, and they haven't been, and they never will be. But anyway, it's more serious than what she said. It all deals about chip making and the chip makers themselves, because Huawei wanted to buy Qualcomm, the U.S., and almost went through it, but wasn't for sale.
Oh, the one out of San Diego?
Yes.
Okay.
That's, and then there's another one that used to be in America called Broadcom. They moved to Indonesia. They have it basically an American, but they're doing an American board, but they're basically doing the bidding for the Chinese to get a hold of Qualcomm. So it was a big mess for a while. The CFIUS can block anything that can come into this country for 7 years if they catch the Chinese breaking any of our trade agreements.
Well, Qualcomm was one of the first units that we put. We had their Qualcomm units in our fire trucks. We also had them in some of the commercial vehicles around us. I think UPS may use Qualcomm. FedEx may use them. But anyway, here comes the music. But anyway, I'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. We always appreciate him. Wish we had more time, but we don't. Now, we're changing segments. Chris Markowski's time is going to change from 5:45 Eastern Time to 4:45 Eastern Time at his request. So he's going to be coming on here when we come back from this break. So stay tuned for Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy.
Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive Group. That's four different dealerships right now, Moss Nissan in Newport Richey and Crystal River, as well as Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, and the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Carrollwood, Tampa, Florida, where you get the employee discount for everybody at the Chevrolet dealerships. And don't forget, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. That's all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and 911 dispatch. Too, you get preferred pricing on your brand new Nissan vehicles. Okay, joining us right now at a brand new time, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And you were telling me that this is no big deal for you because you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, not as early as you, but yeah, I get up kind of early.
Well, I'm up all night talking on the radio. You realize?
Yeah, I know.
All right, now listen. I'm going to ask you a question, and I think I've already got you stumped. How many people have actually already filed that they're running for president of the United States with the Federal Election Commission?
I have no clue.
Hold on to something. 440. That's 440. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I get a lot of little odd candidates here and there that want to say that they were a former presidential candidate that kind of do things that way. So I don't put much stock in that. And we all know what happens, that the big political parties control a thing, and, you know, even, candidates within a political party that, buck the establishment are often pushed to the side. I mean, Republican Party had no love for Donald Trump, and most certainly the Democratic Party had no love for Bernie Sanders.
Well, I've got four parties, and here's the these are the top four parties, not necessarily in order. But the Democrats have got 133 presidential candidates that filed with the FEC, 60 Republicans, 18 Libertarians, and 10 Green Party members.
There you go.
Yep. Now, here's something else that I didn't know about until yesterday. In 2018, the United States Senate worked 186 days, okay? Now, wait a minute. It gets better. Hold on to something here. In 2019, they have scheduled a total of 168 days to actually work or have session, Senate session. So they're down 18 days, okay?
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, it could be good in the sense that they can do no harm. You can look at things that way.
Yeah.
How often does Texas? Don't they have? They meet
every other year. Every other year.
Yeah, I mean, that we should get into that. That's something to look to.
Now, here's the House, and this one here is just mind-boggling. In 2018, the House was in session 171 days. In 2019, Nancy Pelosi already put out the schedule to be in session 130 days or 41 less days. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? And by the way, they got a pay raise this year for this.
Yeah, I know. And listen, people, this is who you vote for. I don't see the American people complaining. Matt, I mean, we keep putting these same people in office. They spend most of their time raising money. It gives them more time to go make phone calls and call people up for money, I guess.
Sure. Now, we should point out that the president yesterday kind of changed gears a little bit. He did away with the idea of having a concrete wall, and he said, okay, we're going to have a steel wall, and I'm going to be on the telephone Monday calling a couple of corporation presidents that make steel in the United States because we're going to use all U.S. steel and have them draw up some sort of concept for us to follow.
Yeah, well, from some reason, it seems to be getting into semantics now, aren't we?
Yes.
Not calling it a wall, calling it a fence or something
yes.
like that, maybe a barrier. I don't know what,
yes.
what we're going to end up using. We're going to have to put, you got a thesaurus on your desk there, Matt? We can.
I got a thesaurus called the computer, yeah.
We got different words for wall that we can use to make everybody happy. I mean, this is how childish this has gotten.
Yeah, and of course, one other little thing before we drift over to the financial picture here, and that is the fact that the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to be holding a confirmation hearing scheduled for January 15th and 16th on William Barr and his nomination to be the next United States Attorney General. Now, remember, he was the 77th United States Attorney General under former President George H.W. Bush for 2 years, from 1991 to 1993. And was confirmed unanimously at that time, but we'll see what happens this time. Different era.
It is. I don't know if they're going to really fight that one. It's a battle that the Democrats are going to try to fight. I'm sure they'll give up. They put up some sort of obstacle, but I don't think that one will be that big of a deal. I think some of the other openings are going to be interesting. I don't know. For last week when we heard that. Jim Webb was up for Secretary of Defense. I don't know. Now I'm hearing that wasn't the case. I don't know. I think that one is going to be one that people are going to be looking at very closely.
Well, James Webb is a highly decorated veteran and was a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He served with distinction and honor until he decided to run for the presidency. And then, of course, he lost his Senate seat as a result because he gave it up to run for the president. We could do a lot worse than Jim Webb.
Oh, no, he was
Secretary of the Navy. Yep.
Yeah, under Reagan, I think, if
yep.
I'm not mistaken.
Correct, yep. So there you go. All right, well, let's get into the financial thing here. The stock market is not way down, but it's down a little bit as we get ready to start the day.
But futures are basically flat. Basically, you had such a run-up. Did anybody see that one coming? I mean, I told you it's going to be volatile, and
sure.
It's volatile still. So you're going to have these powerful swings from time to time. It is what it is. The jobs number on Friday was just
phenomenal,
unbelievable, phenomenal.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. One of the really great things about it was the fact that the amount of people coming back into the labor force went through the roof. And that's great to see. Seeing people saying, well, there's jobs out there. I'm going to come back into the labor force, and people have left for a long time. So that's a great, great sign. But blow away number. I mean, absolute blow away. And not only that, also the wage increases were great too. So there's some really good signs there. That was nice to see.
Well, you know, one of the things about the jobs that people are being hired for jobs, a lot of the people are older people that are coming back into the workforce. They've got experience. They're being hired as managers in some cases. They're being hired as trainers in some cases. Other people are coming in at the ground level just because they want a job to make some extra money. But I don't care how old they are. What's that got to do with anything? A job's a job.
Well, in my business where I'm helping people out all the time with their money and their finances, and it's also partially a well-being thing. I'm a big believer that, retirement, people think they look at it this pie in the sky point in time, and I get it. You might want to finish the job that you were doing for, a decade or two or three.
Sure.
But it's always good to move on to something else. It really is. It's just for health reasons alone. From what I've seen, not to mention that, I've talked about this and, it's great. How about, retiring from one career, moving on to another one, maybe working 2-3 days a week rather than 5 days a week. It's great. It's a very healthy thing to do.
That's
and I'm
correct.
Glad to see it.
Yeah, and me too, because there's nothing worse than sitting at home on your duff watching television, eating popcorn or whatever else you're doing, getting fat and happy.
In today's day and age with the stuff on TV, you might drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, well, I know one thing I wouldn't be watching, that's The View. Okay, so your program locally, when is it on nationally across the country?
Nationally, we're on from 9 to 12 in the main market where our main home studio. We're actually out of delay. We're on from 2 to 5 at 1380 The Biz in Tampa.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go, and this is your new time, so we look forward to talking to you the same time tomorrow.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com to find out more about him. Well, coming up top of the hour, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, old-time friend, retired firefighter from Chicago, and also he's got a podcast now called the Underground USA Podcast. He and I are going to be talking about a lot of different things that are going on and transpiring right now. It's really amazing, the political change that's happened just in the last few days with the Democrats taking over in the House, and right now a lot of... let's call it craziness. Let's call it what it is. Craziness going on. And the profanity-laced comments and insults. We're going to get into some of that because, we used to have a term in the military called conduct unbecoming. Maybe it's time that the Congress of the United States put the same thing in play for some of these foul-mouthed people that are running their mouth. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.